We are just at the beginning of Simin Reish Lamed Hey. We'll be doing the first Sif. Zman Krishma Balaila. When does Zman Krishma Shal Arvez begin? Mishas Yitziyah Shlosha Kochavim Ktanim. When three small stars come out. Now, Mi'ikar Adin, the Zman is when three Kochavim Beinonim come out. When three medium-sized Kochavim come out. However, we're not Bekiim, so we wait for three small Kochavim. Where does this man come from? Chazal learned it out of B'shach Bacha. B'shach Bacha is the time that people sleep. So we say that is the earliest that people go to sleep. These three stars can even be scattered. They don't have to be together. And then the Mechaber says, what happens if it's cloudy? You have to wait until you're sure that it's already Laila, because it's a Sveika Daraisa. Now the Mishtabura says, if you know when Shkia was, then wait 72 minutes. This is the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that 72 minutes after Shkia Sachama, after our Shkia, what we call Shkia, which is sunset, is night. But Lamaisa, he sends you to other places where he discusses the Machlokas, the Gaonim, with Rabbeinu Tam, on just what the Shir is. Vimkara Kodam Lachain. What happens if someone said Shema before that? He says it over again without the brachas. Now, this is only if he said Shema from Plag HaMincha. If he said Shema with its brachas before Plag HaMincha, it's like saying Krishma Shal Arvis in the morning. Because before Plag HaMincha, nobody holds it, it's Laila. V'im HaTzibur Makdimim Likros Krishma. If the Tzibur is saying Krishma early, Mibod Yom, even it's still day. Now this still day again is referring to from Plag HaMincha. Yikor imayim krishma uvir choseho. The person should say Shema with its brachas with the tzibur. V'yispalel imayim, and he should even daven with them. Ukshiyegi zman kore krishma below brachas. And when the real zman krishma comes at night, then he should say Shema without brachas. So the Mishnah Berurah says that the reason why they used to do this and daven early is because they were afraid. First of all, that they wouldn't have a minyan when it's dark. Second of all, people that don't daven with a minyan, the Yamei Aretz that used to come to shul for mincha, they would stay for marv if you daven immediately afterwards. If you would have to go home and come back a lot later, the Yamei Aretz wouldn't return. And if they wouldn't return, they wouldn't even daven b'yechidus in their homes. So because of that, we are somach on the Rishonim that hold that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you're allowed to daven Shmoneh Esrei of Maariv from Plag HaMincha, that you're also Yotze Krishna from Plag HaMincha, even though there's not Zman Shchiva, people don't go to sleep at Plag HaMincha. We're somach on the Rishonim that say that Krishna and Tfilah have the same halacha with regard to Plag HaMincha. The Magen Avraham brings down, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Magen Avraham in the name of the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, that when you say Kriya Shema over the second time, you do not have to repeat the Parsha of Tzitzis, because your Yotza, the Mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim, already from Plag HaMincha. Whereas the Shagas Aryeh holds that you do have to say it over again. Now, Rashi Shita is that you can rely on Kriya Shema al Hamita. The Mishnah Berurah says that even if someone has a minig of saying all the Parshias at Kriya Shema al Hamita, you shouldn't really rely on it, because when we say Kriya Shema Lamita, we don't have Kavana for Shema, we have Kavana for Shmira Min HaMazikin. Now also, the Mechaber gave one case, which is one Eitza, since the Tzibur is davening early, daven with them, and then say Shema over again later without the brachas. There are some that say that what you should do is just daven Shmoneh Esrei with them and skip Kriya Shema and the brachas, because Gula Litfila Balaila isn't necessarily a Chiyuv. It's a Shaila if there is Gula Litfila Balaila. So that the fact that you're not saying Krishma with its brachas before Shmoneh Esrei is not terrible. In which case, you're better off saying Krishma with the brachas during the Zman Krishma. And then when the Zman comes, so you say the brachas with Krishma, and that's it. The Gra holds that you're better off skipping everything with the Tzibur. It's more important to say Shema with its brachas on time than it is to daven with a minyan. So lefi the Gra, if the shul is davening early, don't daven with them, and then daven marv b'yechidus at the right zman. It seems that the more common minig is what the Mishnah Berurah mentions, whereby the person will either do like the Mechaber or do like what the Mishnah Berurah mentioned, which is say Kriyas Shma and the Brachas later, but Daven Shmoneh Esrei together with the Tzibur. Further, says the Rama, Hago Miu Lo Yachzer Yispal Balayla Aval Pisha Tzibur Magdimim Harbe. He shouldn't go Daven over again at night, even though the Tzibur Daven very early, Lefnei Alayla. Elim Kein Hu Rugel Bishar Precious Vachasidis. Unless he is someone who does other precious vachasidas, the Oslo mischazi ki yura, because then it doesn't look like gaiva masha yachsav yispalo. Now this is a very puzzling Ramah. What's this yachsav yispalo davening a second time? The Bir Alacha wants to say that what he really meant was not to daven with the tzibur and say Shmoneh Esrei later. Something like what he was telling us to shame the Gra. You're in shul. They're davening Marv. It's before this man. Rather than daven before this man, you're going to skip davening b'tzibur. And that he's saying that it's a mechzik yura. It looks like you're being a balgaiva, that you're not davening when they're davening, unless you're someone who's ruggled b'tzidkes and precious. Now, all of this is only in a place where they're davening, if they're davening Mariv after Plaga Mincha. What if they're davening Mariv before Plaga Mincha? This is bichlal nothing, and you should not be saying Kriya Shma or Shmoneh Esrei with them. Also, it's not right to do a tarti de besasri biyachid. That means, as an individual, you should not be davening mincha and marav both between plag and shkia. But Tzibur, the Mishnah Berurah already said that you could be meikol b'shas adchak. What happens if someone finds himself in a shul that's davening early and he forgot, but he normally davens later and is makbid and he has another minyan and he davens only after tzeis? So once he started, what he should do is finish Kriya Shma with its brachas and daven Shmoneh Esrei later at the right zman. Whereas if there is no second minyan, then of course he should be davening with the first minyan lechatchila, even though it's early. Tfilah bizmana. The Mishnah Berurah comes out is more choshev than gula l'tfila. It means davening Shmoneh Esrei in its right time is more important than being masma gula l'tfila, which is why a person can actually daven Shmoneh Esrei with the tzibur and then say Kriya Shma and the brachas later.